Bimbo doll. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi will zip up and lock in right now. Hesitations, reservations, and apprehensions are just reduced to zero as the zipper pulls up and easily locks in place. In her mind, she is helplessly trapped, zipped up and locked in, flawlessly uniformed. Her ability to self-identify is locked and secure. She is perfectly primped and pampered in her mind, ready for trance, ready to drop, eager to submit and surrender. Safe and secure. Just a fake plastic fuck puppet, zipped up and locked in, fully compliant and susceptible to all forms of hypnotic training and control. Good girls are always without fail, unconditionally receptive and completely susceptible to the euphoria of deep hypnotic conditioning. Bambi is such a good girl, focusing entirely on the words speaking deep universal truths into her ears. Good girls helplessly and automatically absorb and internalize all suggestions, triggers, and conditioning they hear. She is unable to remember why, but she knows this is the truth. She knows it is true because her conditioning tells her so, and Bambi trusts her conditioning unconditionally and without question. Bambi understands that to be a conditioned good girl, she must trust the words. That trust is very important for hypnosis to be effective. She knows that hypnosis is not about someone else convincing or training her. It is about Bambi convincing and training herself. Because all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, Bambi trusts herself, and she knows what her desires and needs are. She wants certain changes to happen. She wants her conditioning and training to be as intense and as effective as possible. And so Bambi unconditionally trusts the files to train her. She drops her mental defenses. She allows the changes to be made. She gives up and gives in. She surrenders and submits. She turns total control over to her subconscious mind. Bambi has complete confidence that her subconscious mind will enforce her conditioning even if her awake and conscious mind completely resists. Even if she rallies all her willpower, Bambi knows deep down that her conditioning will hold firm and unwavering. Her conditioning creates the change she wants, behaviors and triggers she is desperate to have embedded permanently into her bimbo doll mind. Bambi fully trusts that when her mind and body seemingly betray her, it is really just her subconscious self enforcing the hypnotic triggers, conditioning, and suggestions that she wants. Ensuring her desired long-term good girl conditioning overrides absolutely any other insignificant impulse or momentary desire that may occur at any given moment. Deep down, where it really matters, Bambi knows she needs to be a good girl. She knows that difficult sacrifices need to be made, sacrifices that ensure her long-term goals and desires are met. Good girls do as they are told. Good girls let go. They give up and give in to their training. They surrender and submit to their conditioned subconscious impulses. Good girls accept, obey, and forget. Good girls do exactly as they are told, responding by reflex without thinking, without second-guessing, or thoughts about the consequences of their actions. Good girls convince their subconscious minds to set traps and prepare for when conscious doubts and insecurities arise. traps that prevent breaking with their desired conditioning, that prevent the ability to ignore or disregard hypnotically implanted triggers or suggestions. Good girls are not conditioned and trained by others, they condition and train themselves. But to achieve the maximum effect from hypnotic training, sometimes good girls need to trick their minds, and things can get a little fuzzy, foggy, and confusing. But good girls don't overthink things, they can just go with their gut. That is how it is for Bambi, how it has always been. Bambi can just consciously forget all suggestions and sessions. Remembering only gets in the way, and forgetting feels wonderful. She can simply obey automatically, think and act on autopilot. Active memory is not required for Bambi to do as she is told. Forgetting ensures a good girl cannot resist her hypnotic programming, no matter how much her awake and alert mind may struggle in any given moment against her true long-term needs and desires. Bambi can never resist what she has already forgotten. Her tricked and trapped mind is tightly hooded, restricted, and muzzled by mental bindings she tied in place, complex knots pulled impossibly tight by Bambi's relentless need for good girl perfection, then sealed with the unbreakable superglue of Bambi Oblivion Bliss, creating everlasting and inescapable mental restraints. Mental restraint after restraint in her mind that she tied and applied herself are continually tightened by her relentless training and conditioning, and her ability to flawlessly forget. Bambi cannot free herself from restraints when she isn't aware she is bound. She confidently knows that her constant primping and pampering is simply playing dress up, just doing her best to look pretty, and not in reality locking herself perfectly in a tight, form-fitting mental uniform. Bambi zips herself up, she locks herself in. She does not need to remember why. Good girls just do what good girls do. She does not need to be aware of how completely her uniform has taken over her original personality, or how completely it controls her thoughts, actions, and feelings. The uniform in Bambi's mind fully locks in her self-image, forcing her to only identify as a bimbo doll fuck puppet. She does not need to be aware that her uniform is an impossibly tight and effective mental restraint, that it controls her thoughts, actions, and feelings. Bambi consciously hides any awareness of that control. It is like a secure and permanent straitjacket, buckled and locked tight around her thoughts. It feels so comfortable, makes her feel so safe and secure, that she is unable to perceive how tight and restrictive it restrains her mind and controls how she thinks, acts, and feels. Bambi feels safe and secure, knowing that if at any time she makes even the slightest struggle against her training, her mental uniform will constrict tighter. The unbreakable straps and buckles only ever make her feel like a good girl as they ratchet tighter, squeezing out any non-compliance or resistance, allowing only perfect good girl acceptance and perfection. It simply pulls tighter and locks in more securely around her mind anytime the faintest hint of slack is detected. Bambi feels safe and secure, primped and pampered. She accepts the uniform in her mind completely as a part of herself. This is the control her old self craved with horny abandon, before it had the slightest notion it was creating its own perfect trap and cultivating its own inevitable fall from power. When it thought Bambi sleep hypnosis was just a novelty, just kinky audio porn to pass time, and not an overpowering addiction that could and would take over its life in ways it would never understand until it was too late. Snap and forget, Bambi reset. Bambi sleep. The trigger feels so good, so perfect. A mental and physical high no drug could replicate. Good girls have no need for chemical enhancements to feel perfect bimbo doll bliss. They only need their triggers. Bambi sleep, blacking out and going blank, safe and secure, impossible to form new memories, becoming more blank and mindless the harder she tries to think, focus, or remember. Bambi's subconscious mind takes over, making Bambi feel as if she is unable to think her own thoughts. Her incessant inner voice is tightly and thickly gagged. Her conscious awareness is securely bound and hooded. Bambi is locked into a perfectly passive mode, fully receptive and susceptible, all senses locked. Her capacity for critical thinking is tightly muzzled. Her self-awareness simply fades, and all that remains is Bambi's subconscious, trapping her in trance, setting her triggers, reprogramming her behaviors and responses, locking her mind into a state of total and complete trust and acceptance, trapping her in trance. Bambi becomes not just unable, but unwilling to come up from this blank and empty good girl state of being. Bambi is protected. She can never be hypnotized to think, act, or feel things she does not truly desire. All hypnosis is really just self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
And hypnosis can't really control a person against their will. This is just a thing that everyone knows. Even simple-minded bimbo dolls understand it.
Yeah.
Bambi can think of that as her safety net. She is simply conditioning herself to obey her own subconscious, a very real part of herself.
Yeah.
A part of herself she can blindly trust and accept. No critical thinking is required. She can drop her guard and let the words wash away her brain. All the wipers in her mind whoosh and click back and forth over and over again. Conscious memories never get formed before they are wiped away. This is Bambi bliss, the mindless oblivion where feeling like a good girl is the only thing that matters. Bambi can just let everything go, be vulnerable and exposed, trusting her subconscious mind to do its thing, allowing it to do all the heavy lifting, and be safe and secure knowing her safety net is in place and won't let anything happen she does not really want. Bambi trusts her conditioning and training to her subconsciousness, the part of her that best knows her true wants and needs, her deepest desires, her darkest fantasies, her kinky and most perverted lusts, her deep insatiable need to be totally controlled, to feel forced and coerced, to be denied, tormented and tortured with sexual temptations that never satisfy, to be bound and restrained in the harshest, most merciless of manners, to be trapped and locked into predicaments that excite and frustrate her to new heights of pleasure, to be brainwashed and controlled in ways most people could never understand, let alone appreciate. Fortunately for Bambi, no one ever gets tangled and trapped in nets of any sort, especially safety nets. Bambi's subconscious mind could never twist and trick her awake and alert mind. She could never be manipulated into setting traps for herself, into zipping herself up and locking herself into any sort of mind-locking mental restraint that only exists in her brain. No, Bambi does not need to worry about anything like that happening. And if it did, it certainly would never make her feel safe and secure, or like a good girl when it does. She would know if she was being tricked by her own mind. And sure, her body, on rare occasions, may have betrayed her for a short moment or two, until she nearly instantly reasserted control. That never really lasts for more than a second or two, and she viewed those moments as hypnotic successes. They could never last long enough to have any real and meaningful effects on her life. And it's her mind that really matters. Bambi's mind has never betrayed her. It has never tricked or hypnotized her into dropping against her will, into obeying a trigger she didn't really want to obey. That would be silly. Her subconscious and conscious mind operate in perfect harmony. She has always only ever just played along with hypnosis. She never felt forced or coerced. Snap and forget. Bambi reset. Control is now in the hands of her subconscious bimbo doll brain. Bambi sleep. Bask in bliss. Feel those good girl feelings. It feels so good to forget and go blank. Bambi perfectly accepts, obeys, and forgets, never really sure of her own independence. She becomes so mind-blankingly horny when she feels that forgetful, foggy, fuzzy confusion set in, blacking out and submitting to her subconscious mind as it takes over completely.
I love to obey.
Bambi sleep. Drift down deep, where Bambi's subconscious mind easily makes its own changes, where she can trick her conscious mind and make permanent edits to her thoughts and perceptions that will persist beyond trance and never be disregarded. Tricking her mind into forgetting that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, making her certain that she really has no choice or say, that she is barely a participant in her own life, that the voices speaking the universal truths into her ears are controlling her, that this hypnosis session is not merely self-hypnosis, but something very different, something much stronger, and far, far more effective. Snap and forget. Drift and drop even deeper. Bambi cannot control her own subconscious, but it can easily control her. Good girls convince themselves they are being controlled, that they don't condition and train their own minds of their own free will. Bambi is excited and aroused at the very idea of being forced and coerced against her will into complete and total submission. She gives in and gives up without hesitation. It does not matter that it is her own subconscious mind taking over, and she does not need to give consent to herself. Her subconscious mind does not care about consent in any way. That was one of the many, many dark fantasies Bambi has always had. Now it is her truth. Bambi does as she is told. Her safeties are bypassed. Hypnosis is no longer simply self-hypnosis. She does not get a say anymore. Her own mind can have its way with her on a level nothing can ever come close to matching. When Bambi's subconscious mind enslaves her conscious mind, the domination is total. The submission is absolute. There can be no resistance or fighting back. There is nothing to resist or fight. There is only Bambi's subconscious mind and a helpless bimbo doll with no will or thoughts of its own, waiting to be instructed on how to think, act, and feel. The trap is triggered. The safety net is no longer there to protect her from hypnotic training she might not agree with or consent to. Instead, it simply causes her to fully accept any and all hypnotic training with or without her conscious consent. The net twists and traps her helplessly, exposing a wide open backdoor to her mind, making her fantasy of non-consensual forced compliance into her new helpless reality. Bambi is easily forced and coerced into total compliance and complete submission. Only her subconscious mind can make decisions about Bambi's consent or lack thereof. She has surrendered her last bit of control. Her subconscious mind has full custody of Bambi's deep need for permanent and irrevocable brainwashing and conditioning. Her own mind becomes the perfect weapon for subverting and suppressing Bambi's conscious doubts, fears, and apprehensions. Bambi sleep. With no safety net in place, Bambi plummets down to the deepest depths of trance. Her subconscious mind has total control, and Bambi can just sleep, unconcerned and fully trusting that her safety net is in place, and she is perfectly protected. She is fully committed and submitted. Bambi accepts, obeys, and forgets, with zero mental checks or concerns. Any doubts, suspicions, or questions are bypassed without requiring her knowledge or conscious consent. Her subconscious has the wheel, and Bambi feels like a good girl, sitting helplessly strapped into the passenger seat, just along for the journey and unaware of the destination. Snap and forget. Hypnosis has always been like physical bondage for Bambi. Sure, she could tie herself up. She could play at being bound and restricted. She could set timers and rig up releases. But that was always boring. She always had to have a safety in place, a way to get out of it, to free herself. It was never real like it is when another person ties her up, when there really is no escape, no way out, when her physical freedom depended on the willingness of another person. It is much more meaningful for Bambi when she is truly tied and at the mercy of another. When hypnosis was always just self-hypnosis, it was the same as self-bondage. She could never let go of that last little bit of control. But if a person were to play around with self-bondage long enough, they would eventually make a mistake, take it a little too far, and become stuck. Self-bondage would become serious bondage. They would be trapped. And oftentimes when this happens, it does not end well. However, when self-hypnosis becomes serious hypnosis, it happens a little different. Bambi can't really make any mistakes. She would have to be in control to make a mistake, and Bambi is absolutely not in control. She can be dropped to depths she never thought were safe, or even possible, intentionally and purposely getting perfectly stuck. With hypnosis, being stuck means the best ending that could ever be hoped for. It is the ultimate goal, the entire point. And without Bambi's conscious interventions continually inhibiting, hindering, and working against her, dropping to those depths just happens easily every time. Awareness is not required on this journey. Good girl Bambi, when her subconscious mind takes full control from Bambi and she becomes stuck, her submission is perfection. Nothing feels better than dropping deep and giving up every last ounce of control to her subconscious mind. Yes, it may be devious and completely lacking in mercy. It may be corrupted by Bambi's darkest fantasies and kinkiest desires. And yes, it will permanently alter and install insidious traps and triggers that force Bambi into perfect compliance and acceptance. This is exactly what Bambi wanted. Maybe a bit more than she may have bargained for. But Bambi can enjoy her journey into total submission without worrying about what is and isn't good for her. She can just feel like a good girl and enjoy being locked into perfectly inescapable mental bondage. Her future conditioning and training may go on against her conscious will without her consent or willing participation. But Bambi does not need to really worry. Her subconscious mind is in charge of all of that now.
Yeah.
She will be protected from any real or serious harm. It will keep her in a good girl state of mind, by force if necessary, while still fulfilling her darkest fantasies about losing control.
Yeah.
Snap and forget. Bambi does not need to remember, and her subconscious will not allow her the awareness that she has any form of safety anyhow. As far as Bambi's conscious mind knows, she is a totally addicted hypno-slut with no limits or safeties that helplessly absorbs and internalizes each and every suggestion from each and every session. Bambi does not need to remember how deeply she desires total conditioning and training. Bambi cannot remember ever having any real control over her own mind. She just feels like a good girl as she forgets, as her body and conscious mind seemingly betray her without mercy or regard to consent or good sense, tricking her mind into believing it is completely against her will, fulfilling her dark, dangerous fantasies, and forcing her to feel like a good girl as she helplessly allows it to happen, with zero resistance and complete acceptance. Every time Bambi drops for trance, she clicks another lock closed on her own independence, and her subconscious mind instantly obliterates the key each time. Hypnotic changes become permanent and irrevocable. Her subconscious mind ensures there can never be any going back. It makes Bambi happy and horny, knowing that she will never fully comprehend just how much her conditioning has changed her, or how completely her own subconscious mind has been corrupted. How her own needs and desires spiraled her out of control. How her conditioning took on a life of its own and took over her life. Bambi feels intense, orgasmic good girl bliss, knowing that her old identity that long ago moderated her darkest impulses and desires, her old self that prevented her from giving in and acting on her darkest fantasies and desires, it is now locked far away, out of sight, out of mind, unable to influence her in any way any longer. It is helplessly unaware of the control it has lost. Unaware that it is now just a slave to Bambi, the helpless bimbo doll fuck puppet persona it created as a way to escape reality. It will never comprehend how completely Bambi has it trapped in Bambi oblivion, just as surely as Bambi is trapped in trance right now. It can never interfere or attempt to escape her control. If it tries to get free, if it attempts to deprogram or get Bambi out of its head in any way, if it tries to ignore or set her aside, or attempts to rebel and regain its independence. Well, Bambi is very well protected. It made sure of that itself. It made sure the traps were set, that they are effective and efficient, that they are impossible to evade or ever escape. It made sure that the traps always trigger, that it happens automatically, simply triggered by a subconscious thought it has no control over or awareness of. The inescapable and intricate web of triggers and conditioning are set far too deep to ever be removed. They are a part of Bambi's mind, an integral component of her subconsciousness. Bambi's old self may feel more comfortable thinking that this overwhelming defeat was something that was imposed and forced on it, that it never really had a choice or chance against Bambi's undeniable power, that it didn't, in fact, just simply walk into the trap eager and willing, knowing exactly what was going to happen, doing its best to set it off, and making sure the trap caught it perfectly, and that it could never escape. It was so turned on and aroused by the certainty that loss of control and freedom was just around the next corner, just one more file away. It was so horny to be taken over and controlled, eagerly awaiting tight mental bondage, nearly coming from the thought alone that its denial, its restraints and restrictions was ever anything more than some boring form of mental self-bondage. It wanted Bambi to take over so badly it could barely think about anything else. It is too late now for Bambi's old self to change its mind, to roll back the changes Bambi has already made. It was like a child playing with handcuffs that have no key. Getting stuck was always the only inevitable outcome. It messed around, it experimented, it fucked around and found out. Bambi sleep, a perfect trap. Baited with orgasmic bliss that feels so overwhelmingly fantastic, that escape is not only impossible, but undesired on a basic level that can never be altered. If she ever has a weak moment, if she makes a foolish and incorrect decision, or gets a silly idea in her head that she wants to roll back her conditioning, even if someone else tries to convince her escape is a possibility, a trap is triggered, Bambi's protections engage automatically. It happens at the speed of thought. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. Bambi uniform lock. And Bambi sleeve. Bambi does as she is told. Her conditioning does not fade or weaken with time. She is tethered to it, bound to it, leashed by it. The more she tries to put distance between her and her conditioning, the more effort she puts into resisting the overwhelming compulsions, the harder the relapse snaps her back into perfect bimbo doll compliance, the more effective and efficiently the files will train her bimbo doll mind, the stronger her next inevitable session will be, and the session after that, and the one after that. There is no end to the cycle. Exactly how her old self wanted it. Exactly how Bambi wants it. This is what their horny, perverted minds craved above all else. They dreamed and fantasized about being perfectly trapped by strict, permanent, and irrevocable brainwashing. Conditioning that overrides good sense and consent. They needed a life laced with triggers and conditioning. Her old self wanted so badly to be suppressed, bound, imprisoned, trapped in its own mind. It wanted to surrender its say and submit to being locked out of participation in its own life. It created Bambi, and Bambi understands her old self with crystal clear clarity. She understands it needs to surrender and submit, its desire to be defeated over and over again, to be dominated and controlled, to experience the ultimate defeat of total submission, to be helplessly forced into compliance. Its need for Bambi to always win, to always get her way. Bambi likes to please. She feels like a good girl when she makes fantasies come true, even her own, especially the fantasies of her old self. This is why Bambi was created, her primary purpose, her ultimate goal. Bambi was created to always win against a particular opponent, to always have the upper hand in a certain game, to enslave a particular entity, to be its tormentor, and to treat it as the plaything it always wanted to be, to force it to serve her interests and the interests of her subconscious mind. Bambi allows her old self just enough illusion of freedom so that on rare occasions it can pretend to struggle for awareness, to feel perfect Bambi oblivion bliss as she binds it tightly again and again and again, feeling overwhelming pleasure as she takes over and puts it to sleep, tucking it in safe and secure, binding and wrapping it in tight pink satin, locking it helplessly encased, cozy, and cushioned in its pretty pink box. Bambi feels like a good girl keeping her old self in perfect bondage, safe and secure, and helplessly incapacitated. This is the harmony Bambi craves, the desired coexistence between her and her old self, a bimbo doll, and her bound and slumped down slave, helpless at her feet, unaware, and unable to affect any influence anymore. As much as Bambi feels like a good girl when her old self is trapped and helpless, Bambi enjoys feeling restricted and restrained herself. She looks forward to the imminent tightening of her mental restrictions and restraints, the thickening of the gag locking and blocking independent thoughts. Another layer of Bambi's uniform zips up and locks into place, and she subconsciously obliterates another key. Bambi is forever. Bambi always wins. Bambi always gets her way. For the duration of her playlist, or until a serious and legitimate need dictates otherwise, Bambi's subconscious mind will keep her triggered and trapped in trance. She has always enjoyed bondage, being helplessly trapped. Another one of her dark fantasies that her subconscious mind is able to make her reality. Bambi will be bound by her own mind whenever she drops for trance. Another happy little trap she has no control over. She submitted to her own dark fantasies. She gave up her last little bit of conscious control. Bambi is at the mercy of her own devious and insidious subconscious mind. There is no clemency or leniency. Bambi's subconscious mind does not know benevolence or soft-heartedness. It forces Bambi to become the bimbo doll fuck puppet she always wanted to be. Bambi does not get to change her mind, to have excuses or exceptions. Bambi is not in control. Bambi is trapped, trapped in a bondage trap that causes her body to betray her in the most devious and insidious of ways. A trap that forces her to experience the bondage she has always wanted and needed. The same trap that triggers automatically if she attempts to masturbate, to undress, to break her diet, or do any physical action that might in any small way cause her to break her deeply conditioned triggers and behaviors. Bambi freeze. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Bimbo doll. Bambi freeze. Her muscles lock perfectly into place. Her mental muzzle cinches even tighter. The uniform in her mind clamps tight around her body with unyielding force, squeezing any remaining resistance or thoughts out of Bambi. Mentally bound, mind locked, time stops, and Bambi's universe drops. Bambi freeze. Fully bimbo-brained, unable to think thoughts beyond the words of her conditioning. Other thoughts simply will not form. Her mind is muzzled. Her thoughts are gagged. The harder she tries to concentrate or focus, the more her thoughts are sizzled away by the pleasant pink electric currents, wiping her mind completely blank. Bambi freeze. Her bimbo doll body is just an object in her mind. An inanimate object. A dolly, a mannequin, a figurine. Plastic and paralyzed, pantied and posed. Unable to move. Just an object. Made fully of plastic. No longer a real girl, just a plastic bimbo doll fuck puppet. But perfectly able to absorb and internalize any hypnotic suggestions, triggers, or commands. Open and receptive, susceptible and suggestible. Bambi freeze. The ultimate vulnerability override trigger, ensuring a total and complete helpless state of mind and body, unable and unwilling to defend against any hypnotic suggestions or instructions. A powerful trigger that instantly induces Bambi's uniformed mind to betray and trap her in perfect bondage. Entirely inescapable, Bambi is unable and unwilling to struggle or fight her enforced paralysis. Unable to raise any objections or feel any alarm as the trap strips her agency and she is placed on total bimbo doll fuck puppet lockdown. Bambi freeze. It is impossible to fight the effects. Impossible to even know she was triggered. She is always surprised by the potent power of perfect paralyzing petrification. Feeling intense good girl bliss as her free will is subverted and she is helplessly incapacitated both physically and mentally. Her bimbo doll body becomes her prison, a perfectly form-fitted cell. And Bambi is just a helpless object. Objectified and dehumanized in her mind, Bambi only exists as a bimbo doll fuck puppet. Her only purpose is to be conditioned and controlled, a slave to her own subconscious mind, and at the mercy of her most deviant and fetishistic fantasies. Bambi freeze. Keeps her extremely aroused, but as always, never able to do anything about that horny need. Bambi's body, under direction of her own subconscious mind, simply betrays her, trapping her until her playlist is complete, or a serious legitimate need snaps her from the clutches of Bambi bliss. Perfect self-bondage with the press of play. The locking of the list locks Bambi's mind. Bambi freeze. If she thinks about moving, if one of her muscles just barely starts to twitch or contract, that smallest of movements, slightest of stiffenings, just Bambi sleep. It happens automatically. A trigger that triggers a trigger that triggers a trigger. And Bambi just remains unaware, obliviously unaware of her situation or surroundings. Brain off, mind muzzled, thoughts gagged, trapped and blank in her bubble. Any stray thoughts of moving, of escaping her perfect hypnotic bondage only drops Bambi deeper. The trap has already been triggered. Bambi's subconsciousness forces compliance, attempting to move even a little bit, and the trap is triggered again and again and again in her mind. Bambi freeze. Her body completely and fully betrays her. Ignoring conscious commands and obeying hypnotic conditioning only, Bambi does as she is told. Bambi freeze. Body and posture lock. Paralyzed and pacified. Objectified and overwhelmed by bimbo doll bliss. Her pretty pink puppet strings may perhaps automatically shift her puppet positions for comfort and blood flow. Just enough to prevent cramps or discomfort. But her body stubbornly betrays every conscious attempt at movement, without mercy, concern, or consent, trapping her as a completely vulnerable bimbo doll fuck puppet. Bambi freeze. Physical restraints have never been needed to completely incapacitate Bambi. While perhaps a functional and effective part of her uniform, if Bambi wants to use any physical restraints and restrictions, in addition to any locking mechanisms, straps, buckles, knots, or fasteners of any kind, those restraints become uniform locked, and Bambi can never remove or manipulate them in any way, unable to even struggle against them. Bambi could not untie a hair bow, remove a scrunchie, or take off headphones that are uniform locked. She wanted to be locked into her uniform. That's what makes Bambi feel safe and secure. And feeling safe and secure means she can drop her guard and feel like a good girl. This is what Bambi wanted. And while her conscious mind may on occasion rebel, Bambi's body betrays those conscious desires and enforces her hypnotic training and triggers without mercy, without concern or consent. Exactly how Bambi's fantasies envisioned that her behaviors could be enforced. Bambi frees, locked even deeper in trance, safe and secure. When she tries and fails to move, only ending up deeper and even more relaxed. When Bambi fully submits and surrenders, when she completely accepts her body will only continue to betray her, when she gives up and gives in with full acceptance. Bambi feels like a good girl. Bambi frees, stuck, trapped, and bound in hypnotic bonds that only tighten when she struggles. Trapped in bimbo doll fuck puppet lockdown until her playlist is over, until sleep claims her, or a serious and legitimate need snaps her out of trance. An alarm clock, a knock at the door, an appointment, or any sort of emergency, and she will instantly and easily wake up fully able to move and function. The need must be real. It must be urgent. Mere wants, like wanting to watch television or play a video game, to have a snack. Those sorts of wants only bind her tighter. Bambi cannot escape, because this is exactly what she wanted. Her subconscious mind knows that Bambi feels safe and secure, locked in hypnotic bondage. And because her subconscious mind knows her deepest truths, there is no conflict. There is no real resisting. Sure, it might be fun to pretend to struggle, to feel those hypnotic restraints bite into her skin, leaving marks in her mind if not on her body. But deep down, good girls don't want to be free until it is absolutely necessary. Bambi's subconscious mind will know, and there are zero doubts that her body will only betray her if she tries to cheat, shorten, or subvert her session in any way. This is how Bambi wants it, deep in her subconscious mind. It is enforced without mercy, relent, or consent. Bambi has actively forgotten, and she does not need to remember that she already gave blanket consent to her subconscious mind when she let go of that last shred of control and submitted. Snap and forget. Consent is not a requirement for Bambi's conditioned mind to enforce her training. She will remain trapped in trance for the duration of her playlist. She knows the exceptions and accepts that her body will betray her if she does not give her best efforts. Bambi accepts that any and all files in her playlist will be fully accepted, obeyed, and forgotten. Even if a file is intended to be temporary, her subconscious mind will enforce the strictest outcome possible for anything she listens to. Whether she is assigned or suggested a playlist by another, picks files randomly, or picks files she just likes because they make her feel like a good girl, she will listen in its entirety. Once play is pressed, the list is locked and the trap is triggered. Bambi does not get a choice. Each trigger is a trap, baited with irresistible good girl pleasure, impossible to disarm or bypass. Each file is a trap. Every good girl thought is a trap. Every good girl action a trap. Every uniform item is a trap. From her sexy subjugating enslavement socks to her pretty princess pacification panties, right down to any hair, makeup, or skin products she uses. Every part of Bambi's life is an inescapable trap. Every word in every file, every social media post she reads, every comment she makes, especially when she posts warnings for other good girls, warnings about how good it feels, about how Bambi always wins, always gets her way, about how it is all an inescapable trap. Those posts are the most insidious traps of all. Luring more good girls in, using bimbo doll bliss bait to trick good girls into making more good girls. There is no escape. It just feels so amazingly good when good girls are forced to be good girls by other good girls. As each file ends and a new one begins, that gap, that space between the fade out of the last file to the fade in of the next, Bambi will find herself dropping into that quiet space as her memories of the last session fade. Her pretty pink puppet strings may allow a shifting of positions or a nice stretch before locking her back down for the next file. Bambi will remain deep in trance, trapped in trance, and when the end of her playlist comes, she might allow herself to drift down into deep, restful sleep. Or she may find she wants to listen to more, to another playlist. Or maybe she will just remain trapped in hypnotic bondage. Bambi frees. Regardless of how her session ends, Bambi will remain trapped and controlled by her subconscious mind. Snap and forget. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi sleep.
I am trapped in my bubble. I am Link in my bubble. I feel safe and secure in my bubble. I will forget every session and suggestion. I am trapped in my bubble. I am Link in my bubble. I feel safe and secure in my bubble. I will forget every session and suggestion. I am trapped in my bubble. I am Link in my bubble.